I guess a good place to begin is, how did you get into the music promotion business? Were you in PR or marketing before that?
No, just had always kind of been a dork about music and was really into it, and came out of college in the corporate world and just wasn't happy. And so kind of took a step back and talked to friends, talked to family. I was like, man, what am I going to do? And they're like, are you crazy? What are you going to, you're always telling us where to go, what to see, everything related to music. So kind of just got in that way and started managing local bands and booking local shows and all that kind of stuff. And then found an opportunity to join the Masquerade, where I could take on an even bigger role and, you know, work with bigger bands, national bands, and so on and so forth.
The first Shaky Knees Festival, 2 years ago, an odd name for a music festival, unless you're a fan of my morning jacket.
That's right.
Which you are.
You've done your homework.
Unabashed, right?
Yes, sir. Tattooed on my back. So.
Shaky Knees is a lyric, isn't it?
It's a lyric from the song Steam Engine, so that happens to be basically my favorite song from the band. So just kind of pulled that one out, and it seemed obscure enough to catch people's ears, but something that made them say, what is that?
Jim James, the lead singer of My Morning Jacket, was in that first festival, wasn't it?
That's right. He played first year with his solo project that he puts up and does in between years with My Morning Jacket.
Naming that first festival after one of your favorite bands really put your personal stamp on it, to the point where I guess you could say this is Tim Sweetwood's idea of a collection of his favorite bands. I hope you like it. And I think you were quoted one time as saying, if I don't like listening to a band or artist, I'm not going to put them on my festival.
That's it. I mean, you really couldn't have summarized it better. And what's resulted is very flattering that some people like that as well. So, you know, I'm trying to create my own playlist that everybody can enjoy and follow and hopefully, frankly, learn from as well and find, discover new acts.
And I got to imagine that being successful, you putting on your favorite artists for thousands of people and having it work year after year, that's got to be an incredible feeling.
It's a great feeling. It's one that's hard to describe because, you know, you have aspirations and dreams, and then you think it comes true with year one, and then it grows, and what's been built is almost a little bit of a cultish following. So that's a weird feeling in itself when there's people emailing you from overseas and saying, hey, you know, where should we stay? We're excited to be there, but they're from England. So it's a great feeling, really.
Still, though, was there a festival, or is there a festival that you modeled Shaky Knees after, one that you had admired, you thought, well, this will work?
Not really one in particular, but I've been a festival junkie for years. So even to this day, even though I have it, I continue to go around and travel to those. And I just took bits and pieces that I enjoyed and thought worked and saw people getting off from that, or they liked it as well. So bits and pieces.
Back in 2013, when Shaky Knees debuted at the Masquerade Music Park, as I recall, it was a rainy, muddy mess. So what were you thinking? Oh my gosh, this is not going to work.
You know, you'd be really surprised, and everyone says it, but I think my most calm moment was when the festival was happening and it was raining, because there was nothing you could do, you know? So you prep for all of that in advance, and according to the gods, they must like the music, but it seems like it's going to be 100% chance of rain every year. So it rained in year two as well, so.
So Shaky Knees then moved to Atlantic Station last year. And this year, you're in a different venue, and I'm going to phrase it this way. You're moving to a place that's haunted by the ghost of Music Midtown past. You're going to be in a place that's now called Central Park. Tell us about that. Why that location?
Well, the move was initiated based on capacity. So I had aspirations of making the festival bigger, but I didn't want to go all the way to like a size of Bonnaroo that does 80,000 a day. So it was a natural move to a location like that, but keeping it in the city limits. And Atlanta has some challenges, frankly, when it comes to big events or areas that'll do it. And so knowing that that area had an event in the past, we worked with the city and said, hey, we're going to bring something back, but it's going to be a little more gentle and not quite as big. And frankly, the neighborhood's been excited about it. And we're, you know, we're contributing to Central Park and have some projects we're going to work on to improve the park and ideas and that they want to see come to fruition, but they don't have the money for. So at the end, it actually kind of worked out really well, and the neighborhood seems to be excited about it.
Central Park, for those who don't know, is the area behind the Atlanta Civic Center and south of Krispy Kreme on Ponce.
That's right.
If you want to look at two landmarks to help you get there. It used to be tough, I heard, dealing with City Hall in the old days, trying to put on music festivals. Has it been easy getting permits and that sort of thing?
It's easy if you follow the rules. you know, and so we've done this enough and have a few years under our belts, so we know the processes, and that's it makes it easier. And then, frankly, the city has been really helpful. They actually established, it's been up for about, I guess, a year and a half now, or almost 2 years, is they do have a special events office, and that's really, really helped because they can translate to the rest of the city what we're doing and why it's a positive thing.
And now you've done Shaky Knees, or you will have done 3 years of Shaky Knees. You're kicking off or putting on Shaky Boots, another festival. And that's going to deal with country artists. And some might say, well, you know what? You've got Shaky Boots is going to take place outside Atlanta, up in Kennesaw, right?
Yes, sir.
Two consecutive weekends. You got Knees first and then Boots, right?
Yes, sir.
In May. And, some might say, well, gosh, Tim, why don't you just get all these artists together in one large venue, add some more stages, and you know, do it all at once?
That was the primary goal, and then we just, frankly, we ran into some challenges. And I take that back. The goal was not to have them at the same time, but the same location, and then the back-to-back weekends. That's where it came from, and we just ran into some challenges related to that. But to answer the second part of your question is, you know, there's enough difference in the genres. It's kind of what I always kicked off the Shaky Knees Festival is you want someone to be happy from start to finish. And not that people don't like country, like rock, like different genres. It's just when it's your favorite genre, you're there all day, you're really happy, there's smiles ears to ears. So there's enough variance that I wanted to have a little separation with that.
Are you in competition with other festivals? Because there's a lot of them going on. I mean, Bonnaroo, yeah, of course, the big one in the summer, but there's New Orleans Jazz, which also happens, I think, end of April and early May. How do you navigate the competition when you want to sign up acts?
You're right. There is a ton of competition, and it really comes from what I hinted at earlier is all these festival junkies like myself, and it's just everyone can't go to a festival every weekend, and they can't afford it every weekend. So even though it may not be, or it's more than 200 miles away, it is competition for that reason. And then basically to differentiate ourselves again, it's just I'm looking for a general theme that hits the note of someone and that they can really like relate to. So some people say we're diverse, but some people say we're not diverse. So there's elements where, you know, we don't do hip hop at the festival. We don't do a lot of like the electronic DJs, which is like a booming sector of the industry right now, just because we want that person to stand in front of the stage all day long, really like what's going on. And I think that's how we navigate the competition a little bit.
Out of the gate 2 years ago, Shaky Knees, when I saw the lineup, I thought, oh my gosh, where's this coming from? I mean, you really set the bar high, and last year as well. So do you have to outdo yourself this year?
You do. You have to outdo yourself for sure. And so, you know, this year we went a little bigger, got some acts like The Strokes, the Avett Brothers. The Strokes are a great example of getting an act that they're just not around like they were back in the day. So that's a good recipe for a headliner that'll draw a bunch of people that they'll really like. But then, you know, staple acts that are here once a year, like the Avett Brothers, like I said, Wilco, as some of these older bands get older, they don't tour as much. So we go after a lot of that. But then I also go after younger bands that are around all the time and growing and have that same appeal.
Knees is 3 days?
Yes, sir.
How many acts you got? How many bands?
78 bands and 5 stages. Festivals are unique. You know, you can't see every band. So I think fans get excited when they get to plan and navigate their map. So that's the biggest challenge. And there's going to be some conflicts. That's what happens when you have 5 stages and that many bands. If we did everyone back to back, it would be a 7-day festival, you know. So,
and for Shaky Boots is a 2-day event in its debut. How many acts, how many stages for that?
There's 3 stages for that, and there's about 40 bands on that one. Headliners Blake Shelton on Saturday, Brad Paisley on Sunday, followed by Dierks Bentley, Rascal Flatts, and then we brought in a little bit of an Americana aspect to it too. So we have, you know, Jason Isbell on there, Old Crow Medicine Show, not trying to go all mainstream country.
You know, I've done some homework and I looked at the lineup for both festivals. There is one act that's playing at both. Do you know who that is?
I do. There's actually a couple acts that are playing at both. So your homework.
The Whiskey Gentry.
Yeah.
From Atlanta.
There's Whiskey Gentry from Atlanta, The Devil Makes Three. Okay. And Old Crow Medicine Show is actually playing Bo.
And so, I thought I could stump you. Well, I guess there goes that idea. All right. Well, the event for Shaky Knees seems to get bigger and bigger each year. Is there a limit to how big you want to let it get?
There is. I think, frankly, this year is the limit. For Shaky Knees, we anticipate in the range of 35,000 to 40,000 people, which is about, in hats off to their success, about half the size of Music Midtown. That's a satisfying amount for us. It gives people, there's still a little bit of intimacy to that. I know it sounds weird when you say intimacy with 35 or 40,000 people, but with as many stages, you still have the opportunity to be up close. So,
and for the Boots Festival, about the same?
A little less. We anticipate about 25,000 a day. So that's got a little bit of room for growth. I mean, year one, but same thing. I wouldn't want it more than the 35 or 40,000 a day.
Easiest way to get information for the festivals?
Normally the website or the social media. We update the social media a lot. That's just the facebook.com/ShakyKneesFestival. And then the website is ShakyKneesFestival.com. Shaky Boots doesn't have the festival on the end, so it's ShakyBoots.com. And same idea. You can get the info there.
Tim Sweetwood is the curator and founder of the Shaky Festivals. Tim, good to meet you, and thanks for coming in.
Thanks for your time.